Welcome, everybody, to episode 14 of the Creek Hamsters podcast. I am one of your hosts, Jonathan. With me today, as usual, are Skylar and Craig. We're about to get into our random topics of the week, but before we do that, Skylar informed me earlier this week and just before the podcast that apparently we have, is it two new listeners and one comment? Is that what you told us?
Two new listeners and two likes on the one post that we did last week.
Okay, so here's my question. What is the difference between a follower and a like?
A follower is just someone who's subscribed to our blog, so they get notified every time that we post something new.
Okay.
And a like is just, yeah, just saying I liked what you did. That's for us. I don't think it benefits anybody unless they look at our blog.
Oh, so it's like a Facebook like. So they just saw a post and liked it.
Yeah.
Can anybody like, or do they have to be followers to like?
I don't know on that. I would guess that anybody probably could.
So, like, I guess I'm really confused, and I'm not sure whether we're actually growing in our listener base, or if there are random people out there who are following us because somehow they stumbled onto us, and I'm wondering what your guys' opinions are. And my reasoning is this. On my Instagram, I have an Instagram, but I don't think that the 200 people that follow me on Instagram, I don't think that they're all really interested in what I'm doing on Instagram. I think that a majority of the people who follow... Sorry about the weird interruption. Skylar's Skype just shut down in the middle of my thought and hung up on us. So, we are, I don't remember quite where I left off in my thought, but something about how people on Instagram, I don't think they follow me because they're interested in my life necessarily. I think they follow me because they want me to follow them back, and that makes them feel valued. So I'm wondering if people are actually listening to our podcast, or if they're just following us because they want us to follow them back.
Maybe if the title is interesting enough, they decide to actually listen to it.
So you do think that there are random strangers who are listening to our podcast?
Possibly.
Craig, I don't...
What?
Do you think there are?
I think there's probably two people.
Two strangers.
Mm-hmm.
You think there are probably two strangers that are listening to our podcast?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'll go get a little more exact and see how many downloads we have on the audio stuff again. How many hits we have on our...
You can tell from each thing how many downloads we get? Like, from each episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's really interesting. I really wonder. So would there be any other way we could tell? I guess just by looking to see how many people downloaded our episode. Does that tell you how many people downloaded it on iTunes or just from the blog?
Just from the blog. And how many subscribers?
Okay. Do the subscribers come from the blog or from iTunes?
Mostly from the blog.
So how do we tell what our iTunes data is? Do we not have a way?
That's probably from the feed as well. But you kind of have the iTunes login information, so...
Oh, so maybe I need to try and figure out.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out.
I don't know. Part of me wonders if, like, our downloads are... Like, I guess in my head I'm just wondering if our downloads are either at a really, really incredibly small number, as in one or two downloads a week, or if by some crazy happenstance our downloads are really high, like at 100 people a week. I think that would be really interesting to see.
I'd be dumbstruck if we have that many a week.
Craig, would you actually pay attention and not play Hearthstone if we had 100 people?
Look who's not playing any video games.
Okay, I can't see anything below your chin, so... You could very well be holding your... It could be on the table.
Child, he's not playing any.
Okay. All right, you stopped your Hearthstone. That's good. Well... Listen,
you had to get my attention when Skype shut down and I get to laugh at something. It made me really happy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start with our random topics of the week. We're going to go with Skylar first. So, Jorge, what is your topic this week?
All right. My topic is if You had to pick the four most important qualities for a king. What would they be? And a little bit of why. You don't have to go into all of them, but if there's one that sticks out on the why, then go for it.
A king.
We don't really live under kings, so it's kind of hard for us to imagine. But if we did, just kind of put yourself in those shoes somewhere else.
I'd say one of my qualities would be wisdom.
Alright, it's definitely a good one.
One out of my four. I don't know. Maybe a beard.
Alright. So what's your reasoning behind the beard?
I feel as if one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, I'm not feared and respected when people see me is because I don't have a beard.
That's why.
So you think that people would tie dominance with facial hair?
Yeah. I mean, I feel as if maybe the more testosterone you have, the more facial hair you have.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Craig, we all know you have the most testosterone.
What do you mean?
No one... why else would you be the rage monster that you are?
I'm not a rage monster.
Well.
He's a gentle guy.
He's a gentle giant.
The gentle giant. Craig,
I'm like that special guy in, I'm not going to remember the name of that show. The Truffle Shuffle.
Okay, you're talking about Spike from Land Before Time.
No, oh, yeah. You're the worst. You're not helping me at all.
You're talking about Tropic Thunder.
He's talking about
the
Goonies.
Yeah, actually, Spike would work from Land Before Time now. I was like, wait, that's actually what I meant, basically. Just kind of that special
one. So you're the guy. The strong one who eats a bunch, but doesn't do the thinking as much.
And he's really just really kind, and then if you hurt his little... What is her name? Ducky?
Yeah, that's correct.
If you hurt Ducky, I'm going to freak out.
Who's Ducky?
You are, Jonathan. No. You're Ducky.
No. Don't. No.
Yeah, spot on to Ducky right there. All right, well, I don't know if we can all come up with, like, four for each of us, but maybe I can chime in on his. I would like it if... the king didn't begin wealthy. So as far as the pay was low, and so only someone who wanted the power and not the...
I see.
Because some would just be after the wealth.
Okay. That's good. So someone who didn't start wealthy.
They did that for the Levites, didn't they? When they were first starting out.
I don't know.
They didn't really have very many possessions or anything, but they were taken care of by everyone. So that they wouldn't get distracted by going after those possessions.
Yeah. Those priests.
Yep.
That's how those monks are, too.
Yeah. People just take care of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, not well, yeah, indirectly. The Catholic Church takes care of them, but...
Paul might have something to say about that.
What do you think Paul would have to say about that?
Is it Paul? I think it's Peter, actually. Peter might have something to say about that.
What do you think Peter would have to say about that?
Might have to say that people need to work.
Oh.
Need to work
that was for... You're talking about Paul.
It was Paul, yeah.
Said he works for his wages. Monks work. They do stuff. They take care of themselves and take care of their grounds and go and help people.
Okay.
But then they just get paid by the diocese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The diocese?
The diocese is the governing body for the Catholic Church.
Oh. What do you mean, Larin?
Yeah.
Spike learned good today.
Spike learned.
I don't think Spike said a word.
Yeah, I don't think he did either.
What did he do?
Say.
Yeah, and he smiled a lot.
Made probably some growling noises that were kind of soft.
All right. Cool.
Oh, so we did an awesome scream at one point, and it was pretty cool.
How did the scream go?
Look that up on YouTube later.
Okay.
I don't know, but I remember it shocked me.
Mm.
So that's a pretty good call.
So we have a wise king, a king with a beard, and then somebody who started in poverty.
Yeah.
So far, we have Robin Hood as our king.
Pretty close.
With a beard. He has to have a full beard.
Oh, so maybe Little John is the king, but he's not that wise.
Oh, I know who we have. It's from, man, from the arenas when they used to have people battle each other, lions and stuff like that.
Yeah, in Rome.
Yeah, what's the name of that?
Gladiators?
Yes, the movie Gladiator, that guy.
We have Maximus.
Yeah. Decimus, Maximus, something.
Aridius. So we have Russell Crowe from the movie Gladiator.
Yeah.
Is our king.
Pretty much. Like, everybody loved him as leader.
Yeah.
I looked up Spike screaming, and I don't think he's... They at least don't have a... Oh, he talks in The Land Before Time 5.
Oh, wow.
I know.
But
and
I never made
four.
It that
that's
far.
Four. Sorry, that's four.
It took 5 movies. That's character development for you.
It doesn't say he screams, though. There is a scream that was recorded, so I'm going to play that scream out loud real quick.
Please don't hurt my head.
Oh, yeah.
You can barely hear it. That's
yeah,
like
I can't hear it very well.
It was
also,
Sarah, the Triceratops.
Oh, yeah. We need to turn that off. Sorry.
There's a little feedback just when you guys talk sometimes. Not from your air conditioner, just it sounds like you're electrocuting me. I don't know what it is.
That's sorry.
Okay. That's okay. So what should our fourth quality for the king be?
Well, mine are kind of similar, that I would want somebody like Craig said who was willing to go down and be with the people, not keep himself isolated from everyone.
Yeah.
And
I didn't really say that, but it's a good thought all the same. So,
well, you meant that you wanted him to be humble.
Yeah.
In some way, and I feel like that is humility, to be willing to do some of the disgusting jobs and help people out so that they know that their job matters enough that the king would come down and help them with it.
That's exactly...
That's actually what I did say. I said that word for word. So
that's really correct.
That's what it is for me. I don't
okay.
know.
So I like that. So somebody who's humble. So a humble, wise, originally poor, bearded king.
Who's a Christian? I want to get rid of the beard and make him a Christian.
No, beard's in. No Christian. He's
bearded.
Can it be both?
Can it be a Christian beard?
That's more than 4 qualities. This man only has 4 qualities.
Yeah, literally 4.
He doesn't have emotions. He's just... bearded and humble and wise. And used to be poor. He's not a...
Then he grew that beard and people started fearing his testosterone. That's okay,
okay.
Ducky. I still got your back.
Oh, easy.
Ducky.
No. So let's pretend that the whole world has been destroyed and somehow only Skylar... Craig and I have survived.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of us do we decide is the king?
Do we get to have some sort of woman on the earth? Just one.
No, what? That's a terrible
just
idea.
Just one? Are you kidding me?
Skylar,
you said just the
plan?
3 of us. I was just going to add one more
Skylar,
thing there.
Craig,
what's
Craig
your
would
plan,
just
bud?
Throw her over his shoulder and run away laughing.
Maybe.
That's
I mean, he could try.
Are you talking about Catherine?
No, it could be Catherine, and I'd
just,
be okay
why do you
that,
want
but...
one woman, and how do we decide who gets the woman?
Because
why...
otherwise we die out.
Wait, why are we deciding who gets the woman? Why doesn't the woman decide who she gets?
Yeah, I agree.
Screw
think
that noise.
Lady.
I have a much better chance of us deciding than her deciding.
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. I just skipped your talking part and went ahead and assumed that you would just pick up the girl and run away and say, "You're mine," and then get out of there.
Craig turned hillbilly all of a sudden when the world ended.
That's exactly what Spike would do. He takes care of business.
I got one!
But there needs
so
to be a female in order for us to continue, otherwise we just all wait to die.
Okay, so there's a female.
Yeah, okay.
What female? Can we pick who it is that's
no.
with us?
This is getting too complicated, Craig.
No, I really want to know what one female we'd pick to repopulate the Earth with.
Oh, Craig.
That's Skylar's point. So... I'm just taking this step further.
I don't want to pick somebody that we know, because that would probably make them extremely uncomfortable.
I don't think that's how it would work, because... Yeah.
It would just be some random girl.
No. I'm saying if there was only one girl, it would probably be with only one guy.
What?
If there were multiple, if we were all girls and there was one guy, it would make sense for that scenario. But
what
woman,
scenario are we talking about, bud?
What? How does that make sense?
Okay.
He's saying for repopulation, you
need different.
Yeah.
Different.
Okay. So you're talking
different.
You're talking last man on Earth before the other guy showed up.
But since there is only one woman in our scenario,
then
there would only need to be one male partner.
Because you don't want to be. Well, wait. Then you'd still have inbreeding at some point.
Oh, well, there's going to be inbreeding no matter what. But I guess it just wouldn't be as bad of inbreeding.
Yeah.
Maybe
you could
talk about.
Yeah. At some point, there's definitely inbreeding going
to
happen.
Well, if we're restarting the population, we need to go based on our genetics. Who has the best?
Depends on how the world ends, too.
This
I bet we
could
find some sort of eggs out there.
You think there are eggs out there? Like human eggs?
Yeah,
that we're
definitely
just
eggs
fertilize.
Out there.
Did you know there are human eggs, Jonathan? Because I had no idea.
Yeah, they're out there. I don't think that we are educated enough to know how to fertilize those eggs, Jorge.
They go for so much money. It's so cool.
You guys, wait, are you guys talking about taking them out of, like, a dead woman? What do you mean?
No.
Like
they're
they
frozen.
People
freeze their
eggs.
Oh, so you're saying if the power hasn't gone out when the world ends, and those eggs are okay...
That's a good
point.
If
we act quickly...
If our first thought isn't food, but human eggs, and we then somehow study quick enough how to fertilize them, then we're going to make a sweet army of...
We could hook a generator up to the freezer. We can
do
that.
God.
Now, here's my question. Do human eggs, when cooked, taste like chicken eggs?
There goes our population. Thanks, Jonathan.
I don't know if
we're
going to
be hungry. We're going to be hungry. We might want some eggs.
Listen, Ducky doesn't get to watch the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So
Spike watch eggs real good.
Sunny side up. So what?
Man, there's that dark comedy.
What?
Need to put a disclaimer on this episode.
Mm-hmm. What? Who do we pick as king? Between the three
of us. I still want to know the female.
It doesn't matter!
Also, based on our genetics, we need to decide how we're going to go with this for the population. If there is only one woman, how do we decide?
You know what's really sad? I think Jorge has the best genetics out of all of us.
What do you
he
mean?
Does have the... Well...
Why? How did you come to that conclusion?
Craig and I both have terrible family history in our health.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Just terrible.
Skylar's got a... Well... You've got a lot of, like... Not to be, like, rude, but you do have some, like, mental issues...
Yeah. No, I do.
...in your
sure.
family, as far as...
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to me?
Talking
no,
to
Skylar.
Me.
Skylar. Oh, okay.
And then my family's got a ton of, like, heart problems... And diabetes is like our best friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's too.
But just because I haven't been to the doctor to find out what's wrong with me doesn't mean there's not
you
something
don't have
wrong
anything
with me.
You calm down.
I mean,
he's dyslexic, though. Do we want a world of dyslexic people?
Yeah, I am dyslexic.
No,
and
not.
I am.
What?
We've known each other for a very long time. I'm dyslexic.
How do you enjoy reading so much then?
I just mix up my words sometimes, but it's okay. I get over it.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't slow me down.
I don't think he's really dyslexic. He just claims to be dyslexic.
Oh.
When
so
I was a child,
I don't know
when
if
I was a child,
like,
I was diagnosed
dyslexic.
As dyslexic by a doctor named Dr. Kukas.
Man, that Dr. Kukas diagnosed you with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, with ADHD and dyslexia, and that's about it.
Okay, how about this?
Dr. Kukas doesn't get to be king.
But anyway, the king... Why is it that the king automatically is the one who gets to repopulate the earth? I don't think those two things equate each other.
So you think there's a king and then a fertilizer? And then what's the other guy? Village idiot?
Probably court jester.
court
jester.
Obviously.
I guess it depends on what the scenario is when the world ends.
Okay, I don't think it does. I think that we just need to decide which one of us is going to be king.
One of us is going to handle the situation better than another.
So
zombie apocalypse? I mean, whoa. And then if it's just like a big virus?
It's a big virus and we have survived because of some bacteria that we picked up in the sewers under Memorial Road.
Nice.
So we survived.
There are other people that should have survived then.
But they didn't. They were...
Avius, Forrest Jennings, Kirby Lampson will be roaming the earth somewhere.
They didn't die from the bacteria. They died from causes of the bacteria.
What?
What are you talking about?
We happened to be hanging out together, but they were hanging out with people who got the virus. And when those people got the virus, they just freaked out. And
yeah, the people killed them. The people who were infected killed them.
Oh, is this like the Kingsman?
No. Alright. So sorta. We survived, and no one else is here. There's no zombies. There's no danger on the earth. Just people are gone. Except for us three.
I don't want to admit it, but I think he might be the better king here.
Yeah, I like Freya as the king.
But I thought I was the fertilizer.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't get wrong.
Who's the fertilizer, then?
Do I
get to be king and fertilizer?
I think what you said was right, that the woman gets to choose on that.
Who's gonna...
Or we could do rock, paper, scissors.
Who's isn't going to want to be queen, though? I mean...
True.
You basically got both, then. Well done.
So I mean, you guys are both my court jesters.
Fair warning, no. One wrong slip of the king and the official executor will execute the king. So, I'll designate myself as the executor.
What are you guys going to do to entertain me while I'm king?
Literally nothing.
I don't know if you'll be entertained.
I'll be playing Hearthstone.
Yeah, I'll make sure I have it back up and running. And I'll play against computers like I always do.
I think Craig and I will be very entertained, but I don't know if you'll be very entertained.
Yeah, we'll be totally fine.
I feel like whoever is king, the other two are just going to try to undermine that person as much as possible. That's what I feel like. So I don't think I want to be king.
Maybe we want to start the world as a power of three instead of one man in charge. We're all equally in charge. That way, when decisions come up, we vote.
But not the woman. She's not in charge. Just
Absolutely.
Us three are in charge.
No, because she makes her numbers like even. That's the quote-unquote reason she can't vote.
Okay.
Man, we're just going backwards in society. What happened?
Ever since we took over, things have gone south.
I feel like we're glossing over the fact that we still haven't picked the female, but we have to...
No, we don't
We
get
aren't
to pick.
Going to pick a female, because it's so awkward now. Because we're talking
awkward?
About the fertilizer and who she's going to pick. I mean, whoever we name is going to feel very uncomfortable.
What if we're putting other people's eggs in her? That's a big commitment.
Whoa, we're putting other people's eggs in her? Why?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
So inbreeding. No inbreeding.
No inbreeding.
So
that's the egg, and then it gets
so
to live
got
in there.
You've got a Craig and an egg, a Skylar and an egg, and Jonathan and a different egg, and that means they're all different.
I bet I eat you guys' eggs as an egg.
No, that's not...
Yep, Craig egg's gonna devour you guys.
Craig egg ate the others in the womb!
Yeah, and he only grew stronger! It's gonna be fair.
It'll only happen once. After that, we'll breed the... Craig egg in a crock pot.
Slow cook.
Okay. That was a good topic. That was fun. We're gonna move on. My topic is next. My topic for this week is if us three were to create an app, what app would we create?
Does it have to be something that we could actually do, or is
no,
something
it's just
we
whatever we imagine.
App.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I want an app where your phone plays I Spy with you. And so you show it a room, and then it picks something, and it says that it spies something, and you have to guess it.
That's actually a very doable app, so...
And then you just click on the picture of the room, and if it was right, it just says yes.
Yeah, but there are consequences if you get it wrong.
What kind of consequences?
Starts deleting contacts in your phone.
Okay, alright.
Maybe you don't even know what it does. You just know it's doing something bad.
Is it going to be the Jurassic Park, like, that virus that the guy puts in the computer? You've been naughty.
That could be one. It could send a text message to some one of your friends. It wasn't the duck. And your friend will be like, what?
It could change the settings to Chinese so you can't read anything. And you can't go into the settings and change it.
Not until you finish the game.
But it wouldn't even say that. It would say, "Hi, Gaida!"
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys hear about the Vine video that if you watch it on your phone, it actually can it can turn off your phone?
No.
There's a video on Vine. If you watch it, it'll turn it off or restart it, one of the two.
Hey, did you guys hear about that video that if you watch it, you get a phone call that says, 7 days! And then after that, a little girl comes and kills you.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
I didn't.
That's good. You didn't want to.
No. Yeah.
Is it the ring?
It is.
Through a phone call instead of a video?
No, you watch the video, then you get the phone call.
Oh. That's one of the consequences of watching.
Yeah.
What if you don't answer the phone call?
Then...
Don't you just assume you're not home?
I can't remember. I know the TVs act up a whole lot.
Yeah, they sure do. I don't like thinking about this movie. Now I'm scared.
No, I don't either. It's not a good thought.
The nice thing is, I'm not that scared because I don't really understand it. So,
Did you actually watch the movie, Jorge?
Yeah.
I did too. I watched it for my second date ever. My first date ever was, what was it? Oh, Return of the King.
What a good first date. Yeah.
Who'd you see that with?
Michelle.
Michelle Obama?
Nope.
Yep. That's right. Me and Michelle Obama.
Yes, what if you said no?
He is the king.
Yes. Call me king from now on.
Ducky! King Ducky! Ducky. Oh.
Spike like Ducky.
Let's see. Oh, app. So, Skyler, you want an app that you can play I Spy with, and it punishes you if you get it wrong.
Yeah.
I like that idea. My idea was based on RPG games. So, in RPG games, they give you rewards every time you either level up or something. And when they do that, I watched this video the other day that when you get rewards in a video game, it, your part of your brain knows that it's not real. The other part of your brain doesn't know it's not real. And, sorry, that was a double negative. Part of your brain thinks that it is, in fact, real. Because it can't distinguish between what's real and not. So it just thinks that it's real. That's why you get scared in scary movies, because part of your brain knows that it's not real, but the other part of your brain can't distinguish between what's real or not, so it still thinks that what you're seeing is real. So what happens is it produces this dopamine release in your brain, so you feel really rewarded for doing something. And if you don't know what dopamine is, it's the same thing that you feel when you do drugs. So it releases a bunch of dopamine. When you have sex, it releases dopamine. So dopamine is like this really, really feel-good chemical in your body. So when you get a reward, it releases dopamine. So my thought was, what if we took that and we harnessed it for good? And like we made an app that's like Facebook, and it's a social app. And so you connect with your friends, you put up a profile picture, you put up information about yourself. I don't know what else people do on Facebook, but you just make it Facebook. But you also enter everything that you did in your day. So let's say you woke up and you prayed for 15 minutes. So you put that in. And then you went to work and worked for 5 hours. Then you went to the gym. Then you went back. Then for like your lunch break, you worked out. And
part time job, Johnny boy.
And then you went back and worked. And then you come home and you read a book or something. And then you watch TV for the rest of the night. I don't know. So you ended your whole day. And depending on what you did, it gives you experience points. And you as a person level up. Or, like, if you spend a whole day just watching TV, it takes away experience points and you level down. And so what you get to do is you get to compare your level with other people.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know if that would work. You don't like that one? Why don't you like that one?
You make a lot of people feel really bad about themselves.
But they could do better. They could pray, and that would make... I feel like that would motivate people to do good things.
I think that's a really bad reason to pray, because your level needs to be higher.
I don't think so. I think at the beginning of Philippians, Paul says it doesn't matter whether for good reasons or bad. What matters is the gospel gets spread. I think that that's true for prayer, too. I think some people go to God in prayer for really selfish reasons. But whether for good or for bad, I think it's still good for people to pray. Because regardless of what your original intentions are, it changes you.
Okay.
So, I think, yeah, it would make some people feel bad initially. But I think
that would maybe motivate them.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that it could be interesting. I'm actually surprised no one's done that yet. And it's very possible that someone has done that.
Yeah. Somebody may have done I Spy as well.
But not where it punishes you.
No, probably not.
So, Craig, what's your idea for an app?
Well, I didn't think of it until you mentioned an RPG. But mine is similar to both of yours, but different.
Whoa.
As far as scanning the room, so I would like for it to be an RPG, and the phone scans the room, and then makes a map based on the room you're in, and then as you walk around the room, it becomes the RPG, and based on what's in the room, it gives you items, and it has to be clever enough to make random numbers generated for the item, and also a name for what it sees.
So if your room is full of posters of manatees, then in the game there's posters of manatees that you can pick up with different levels.
Well, it would be like, so let's say you did see a manatee poster and you've mapped out your room and you go to that corner and it creates a monster based on what is in the room.
Oh.
And so it could be a manatee monster, and if you beat it, you can get the willpower of manatee, which would be like +3 to your will or something like that.
That would almost require the machine to be able to think to come up with that many random...
I know.
That would be so cool.
But then everywhere you go, it would have to be so well done that anywhere you go, it will understand what's in the room and generate something based off of what's in the room.
Oh, man.
And then if someone decides to try it in a white room, either the phone blows up, like a blank, just empty room, either the phone blows up or it says you've entered the void, start over.
Is it kind of like where your phone is kind of like a flashlight where you can't see the monsters in the room unless you go over the area where they're in?
That would be pretty cool.
And
I would like that.
You
don't
have things
myself
running around you, and you have to like shift your phone around the room to try and find the monster to fight it.
That would be crazy. Because if there was a little manatee monster and I had to keep my phone on it, even though it's not real, if I had to try to keep my phone on a fake manatee monster running around the room, I'd pee myself. I'd turn off my phone so quick.
Oh! This is the perfect thing they could do with HoloLens, the Microsoft thing that's augmented reality, where you put it on your face and it adds things to the room you're in. So their demonstration was Minecraft. So they put it on and the person saw their room, but their walls were made out of Minecraft blocks, and on their like counter, they had started building something as if with Legos, and they could build and do stuff with it. And then they went to the wall and would tap on it, and the bricks would fall away, and it would appear as if you could see this world beyond your wall. What if they did it with HoloLens, where you turned off the lights in your room or in your house, and you walked around, and there was like a monster that you could actually see in your house, that
like
was
chasing
you?
Like a Sasquatch.
Yeah, thinking about how terrifying
that would
be.
Jonathan, can you imagine all the lights are off in your house and you see Sasquatch's glowing red eyes coming from Lily and Ruby's room?
Yeah, I can imagine that. I don't want to imagine.
And then imagine like a blood smear from his hand down the door, and then imagine he grabs you. How scared are you right now?
I mean, I don't feel good.
But it removes the dangerous aspect because it integrates it into your room. So you're not going to run into your dresser while you're chasing after it, because the dresser's still there.
Right.
Just add the monster into the atmosphere that's around.
Exactly. So you would be, like, walking in your kitchen, and then maybe a little down the hallway or something, you'd see a little glimpse of him running between rooms or something. Oh! And then finally it catches you. Think about how terrifying that would be.
And you can sync up with other people, so you would just see them, like, running down the street in the neighborhood, and you'd be like, what are they running from? And then you sync up and you see the monster like chasing after them.
Oh, Think about if you were to give, like, a little child that device, and they did that, and they thought it was real. Ugh, nightmare.
Is that what happened to you as a child, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's why I'm the way I am.
That's why you're
someone
deaf?
Someone gave me a HoloLens, and I ran into the street.
That and lots of mosquitoes.
Lots of mosquitoes.
All right. So we've got our apps. Craig, what's your topic for the week?
If you could own a business, or if you could start a business, I guess it's basically the same thing, what would it be?
Starting USA. Sorry, I forgot we were doing the podcast, and I just opened my email. I'm going to close it now. I just thought we were talking. Let's see. Business I would own. I would own a business that sold cars. And it would be called Crazy Craig's Crazy Emporium. And in the parking lot, you would see those crazy wind-blowy things with their arms all about, and they just blow in the wind. And then on our commercial, it would be Craig in a cowboy hat. And he would say, and he would tilt his head down, and he would say, "Hey, I'm Crazy Craig! Come on down to Crazy Craig's Crazy Craig Emporium!" And that's it. That's all I have planned. It's going to be a fun place.
Would the commercial end with Jermaine Cat?
Yeah, it would end with Craig Cat.
Craig Cat. Okay.
So where'd you get that idea from?
What do you mean, where did I get that idea from? When we were children, you pretended to be Crazy Craig from Crazy Craig's Crazy Emporium.
What are you talking about?
When have I ever been intelligent enough or creative enough to come up with an idea like that on my own?
You've come up with creative ideas. Don't sell yourself short. So...
You did that. I have pictures that prove that you did it.
What do you mean? Where's the picture of it? And does it say...
Is it a video?
It doesn't
say Crazy Craig.
I have no idea what I'm saying in it.
There's a picture... I may not have the actual pictures anymore, but I know that I cropped a picture of the face you made onto a werewolf at some point, and that might be on your face.
You have no... Well, I didn't say anything. I just made a face.
But you were saying things when you were making the face.
Oh, does the picture have the words I was saying as well?
Skylar has said on several occasions, and I know he won't say it on record now, but two times Skylar has told me that probably happened.
Skylar.
And then, of course, every time after he says it, he goes back to just being silent when we do this. But it happened. Skylar knows it happened. Forrest knows it happened.
The magic rabbit thing happened. I'll give you that one.
How'd the magic rabbit thing go, Craig?
Oh, I'm not going to do it. But that crazy
Craig
thing
magic
didn't happen.
Rabbit. Got tail like this, and he's like this, and he poops like this. He's Craig the Magic Rabbit.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Wow.
See, I remember that, but the Crazy Craig thing didn't happen.
Just
so?
Because you remember one of the things that you did as a teenager doesn't mean you remember all of the things you did as a teenager.
Skyler, did the Crazy Craig thing happen?
Well, I don't know what my business would be. I'm having a hard time with that.
Skyler, let me ask you a question. Did the Crazy Craig thing happen?
What do you think you're going to do for your business, Craig?
Interesting.
I feel as if when Forrest was on this podcast, we had this conversation, and Forrest said, yeah, it
I don't
happened.
Think that happened either. I think you're wrong about that.
Okay, I'm going to... He might not text me back, but I'm going to text Forrest, Crazy Craig, yes or no.
Alright.
So, that's convincing.
Is that what your actual business would be?
Yeah,
selling
that's
cars?
What I have for now. Crazy Craig's Crazy Emporium. That's what I have.
Nice. What about you, Craig?
I would like to own my own gym.
Alright, very cool.
It's not anything that would make a ton of money necessarily, but I just enjoy the thought of having my own. So.
I like it. I think for mine, I would
what
like
are you doing,
to...
Jonathan?
I had to clarify my statement. I added, did it happen? I didn't want him to be confused. He's responding. I'm sorry. I see the dot. His response, what? what? I'm so confused. Okay. Did Craig used... Sorry, Skyler, you can keep going while I text.
Okay. Well, for mine, I think I would like a business where I take people on tours, hiking tours. I would enjoy that a lot.
Okay, so you would take people on tours. Where would you take them?
Just hiking, like anywhere where you can hike, somewhere out in nature. I would enjoy that. That would be my business.
Okay. So you would take them out in nature, and you would just guide people around nature.
Yep, nature guide.
How well do you know nature, Skyler?
Well enough.
Okay. Did he say anything, Jonathan?
Yeah, he sure did, Craig. But I don't want to get into it until Skyler gets to finish his idea, because I feel like we're not respecting Skyler.
No,
yeah.
I'm good. That was my idea.
Oh,
it's
there
just
you go.
Nature guide.
Yeah, I want to take people on nature hikes for a living.
This is his message. It says, Craig says to say no. No, it didn't happen. His next text message, but that death did happen 100%.
Oh.
And here it is to prove it.
The audience can't see that, though. Audience, he wrote it on a piece of paper.
I did not. It's on my phone.
Audience.
We're looking at it.
Audience, I just want you to know. It's on a piece of paper.
Why do you
lie? He's trying to make himself sound
right. Why do you feel the need to lie about Crazy Craig?
Why do you make up things about me that could be hurtful?
Everybody remembers except you. And you did it.
What are you talking about?
I want to stab myself in the... Quit texting Forrest to tell him to say something else. I will...
What are you doing?
I don't want to...
Calm down. Stop writing fake text messages. That's weird.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You know, writing on paper doesn't make us believe it any more than the audience.
Thank you for your honesty. This was very important. Done. Okay. Well, guess we better close out before Forrest can text me again. This has been episode 14 of the Creek Hamsters podcast. If you want to follow us, you can follow us on our blog, which is wordpress.creekhamsters.org. Is that right, Jorge?
.com.
wordpress.creekhamsters.com.
Hey, on our blog, do you have any other made up things that you did about for me? Like any other fake stuff that I did when we were children?
No.
Or
no, our blog posts are just our podcast. If you want to download us on iTunes, you can find us at Creek Hamsters. Just search the word Creek Hamsters, space in between. You can find our awesome art that Skyler did there as well. It's not on our blog, is it? Or the thing you drew. But
I just
saw last week, and I think I texted you about this, but I for the first time noticed that each of the hamsters was us. So Craig's hamster is lifting weights. My hamster is reading a book.
You just noticed that?
Yeah. And Skyler's hamster is eating some kind of strange thing.
Paper.
Burrito. It's eating paper. Okay, it's eating paper, of course. I when I first saw it, I thought it was a burrito because of the strange things you put in burritos.
Yeah, that's fair.
Craig, what is Forrest saying to you?
Something about how
don't do it.
I don't want to talk about it. It's
okay.
It's mostly about the fact that he knew you were going to write fake paper stuff on there, so he didn't care about the response he gave you.
That was a good call. Good save. All right, we're going to call it quits now. So have a good rest of the week.